From Christian perspective, the first law was Sanctus Adah and her instructions to us. The second law really came around when the elders drew a map saying, this is the area we want to protect. When the membership in the community accepted that boundary and named it Tsaigi Lingene, that was the second law. This is again the law. These laws are not written in a textbook. It's not in a constitution, but these are within our own individual constitutions. And the third law, once we finalized the agreement, we insisted the membership understand the agreement. As negotiators, our job was to explain the content of the agreement, but it was their responsibility to understand it and own it. So as part of that process, we wanted to make sure that all the members, doesn't matter where they lived, had an opportunity to vote on accepting or not accepting the establishment agreements that created the Tsaigi Lingene. When the membership, after a 3-month review, many meetings, lots of explanations, voted to support the establishment agreements with 80% approval, that was the third law that Lucida used to create Tsaigi Lingene.